Take your Bibles, please, this morning and turn to the book of John, chapter 7. I want to say this morning as well. If you're keeping up with world events, Israel's under attack. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, we're supposed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we know that when we're praying for that, we're actually praying with John. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Because that's when there's going to be real peace. Amen. When the Prince of Peace gets here. So pray for him. I was actually just taking the trash off yesterday. Maybe this never happens in your life. But in that little truck, I was worshiping. I was thinking about the song that Brother Eddie sang on Wednesday night. I just want to thank you, Lord. I begin to thank God for my family. I begin to thank God for my health. I begin to thank God for my people. And I tell you, it got real sweet in that truck. Amen. It wasn't long after that, and the Lord put this verse of Scripture on my heart. And I sat down last night. I have a little desk up in the shop. It's covered with sawdust right now. But anyway, you can still lay a good clean Bible on top of it and get something. Amen. But I appreciate the Lord. He developed this in my heart. I want to share it with you. Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God. I want to read this morning, starting in verse 40. Of chapter number 7, verse 40 of chapter 7. Thank you again for being here. The Bible said, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, this is the prophet. That's what Jesus had just said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He said in verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Did you know, Brother Jason, you was encouraging us a while ago to worship. There ain't nothing wrong with that. There used to be men that traveled, Brother Jason. They didn't call themselves preachers. They didn't even call themselves evangelists. They called themselves exhorters. Amen. And they'd travel around from church to church, and they just wanted to exhort God's people. Encourage them. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if you're honest tonight or this morning, you get discouraged at times. Amen. And the Word of God said here, it ought to encourage us to think that out of our belly is flowing a river. Amen. If that's done slowed down to a trickle in your life, there's a problem. There ought to be a river. Amen. Notice what the Bible said now. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, they said of a truth, this is a prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. That's still true today. There's a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, here's my text today. Never man spake like this man. I'm going to tell you what, when they were talking about Jesus, they said, we ain't never heard anybody speak like this man speaks. And then they answered them, the Pharisees, said, are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus said unto them, boy, that tells me right there. Ooh, glory to God, old Nicodemus got some help that night when he went down there to talk to Jesus, didn't he? Nicodemus saith unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him? And now, and know what he doeth? And they answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. Pray with me, please. Father, thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. I pray, dear Lord, this morning that you would speak to our hearts. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God would say to the church today. Help us, our Lord. Help those, our Father, that are lost in sin. Help those, our Father, that are at a distance. Help those that are discouraged. And I pray, God, that today you'd just come down. Lord, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens and come down. Help us today in the service. God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Thank you again for being here this morning. Thank you for your prayers. Never a man spake like this man. I want you to take your Bible and turn to the book of Revelation this morning. The Lord put this on my heart while the choir was singing. Revelation chapter number 1. The Bible, John was on the Isle of Patmos for the Word of God and for his testimony. And in verse number 10, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And then he said this, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. You know what I believe this morning? I believe we'd come to the Lord's house in the Spirit on the Lord's day. We could hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. John said it's a great voice. I'm telling you, it's like that sound of rushing, many rushing water. Look at verse number 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. My point this morning is just this. God wanted to meet with John on the Isle of Patmos. He wanted to say something to John. And I believe God wants to say something to us today. Amen. John turned to hear that voice. And John tuned his ear to hear what God was about to say to him. I'm going to give you four simple thoughts this morning. And I need you to stay with me, because I'm going to have to take off running, amen, if I get through them, amen. Give you four thoughts this morning. Never a man spake like this man. Never a man spake like this man. Number one, I want to say never a man spake in creation like this man. Take your Bible and go to Genesis for just a moment. Genesis chapter number 1, please. In the beginning, the Bible said God created the heaven and the earth. You say, Pastor, how'd he do it? The Word of God said he spake. Amen. I'm talking about great power. I'm talking about the voice of the Creator. In creation, beloved, never a man spake like this man. In verse number 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. I remember hearing years ago about a scientist that said he could do anything God could do. They said, okay. And he said, can you make a man? He said, oh, yeah. And so he went out and he got him a shovel full of dirt. They swept it off the table. Said, uh-uh, got to make your own dirt. Amen. You just think about that for just a moment. Amen. I'm telling you, we serve a God, beloved, that spake this thing into existence. The Word of God said in verse number 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water. And God said in verse number 9, let the waters under the heaven be gathered. In verse number 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed. In verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament. And God, in verse number 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life. In verse number 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature. I'm telling you, we serve a God this morning. Ain't no wonder they said, never a man spake like this man. Colossians said, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, or all things were created by him and for him. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse number 6 said, Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all the things that are therein, the seas, and all that are therein. Thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worship thee. You know, this morning, if the host of heaven is worshiping him, then surely those that have been washed in the blood, redeemed by the grace of God, ought to be worshiping him this day. The one that hung it all on nothing. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, this morning, what do you need? I'll tell you who can meet that need. The one, beloved, that spoke it all into existence. In Isaiah chapter 42 and verse number 5 and 6, thus saith the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth, that and that which cometh of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walketh therein. That's our God. God, Job said, thundereth marvelously with His voice. Great things doeth He which we cannot comprehend. I'm talking about the Creator of heaven and earth. If He's big enough to do that, He's big enough to do whatever's needed in this building today. He's big enough, beloved, to forgive. He's big enough to have mercy. He's big enough to encourage the discouraged. He's big enough to lift up the downtrodden. He's big enough to put a home back together. He's big enough to save a never-dying soul. He's big enough, beloved. I like what the children sing. God is bigger than any problem that I can or cannot see. He put it all together. He's holding it all together. By Him all things consist. You say, Pastor, I'm worried about what's going on in Israel. I tell you, we ought to pray for Israel, but we ought to be excited. The King is coming. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, every time we turn around, earthquakes in diverse places. I'm telling you, beloved, God knows that He's coming again. The one that put it all together. In Psalm chapter 115, the Bible said, You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The same one that made heaven and earth is the one that lives inside of me today. And it ain't no wonder, beloved, the little boy in Sunday school, they taught him one lesson, that you could receive Christ as your Savior. You could receive Him into your heart and into your life. Then the next Sunday, they taught about Jesus being the Creator, how big that He is, that He's everywhere, all at the same time. I'm not present. Little boy raised his hand and said, Last week you taught us that He lives inside of us. And this week you taught us that He's bigger than the whole world. He said, Looks to me like if somebody that big lives in something as little as me, he'd stick out somewhere. I tell you, it's about time, beloved, that the Savior of the world stick out in our life, that somebody else might see Him and worship Him that loved us and gave Himself for us. Never a man spake in creation like this man. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. If you want to know what the Word represents right there, drop down to verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of Father, full of grace and truth. That is what the Bible said here, beloved. The Bible said the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. I'm just trying to get you to see that never a man spake in creation like this man. There's only one Creator. Amen. And by the way, beloved, many of the religions of the day are mixed up, and they're dead wrong. Jesus is not a created being. He is the Creator of the world. Amen. I appreciate that. Now, I shared with you a little bit about it. Never a man spake in creation like this man. Is it any wonder if God made the sea? Is it any wonder that when the disciples are in the storm and they go down in the bottom of the boat and Jesus is asleep? Is it any wonder that when they went down there and woke Him up, that He could step out on the bow of the ship and say to the wind, and say to the sea, peace be still? You say, Pastor, how could He do that? Honey, He made it. He can do whatever He wants to. Say amen. Is it any wonder, beloved, when God, I'm talking about the Creator now, I'm talking about speaking these things into existence. Is it any wonder that the God who created it all could say to a fish in the middle of the sea, I've got a backslidden preacher that I need you to swallow for about 3 days. Take good care of him. I believe he'll change his mind when you spit him out on the shore. You say, Pastor, you've lost your mind. Honey, it wasn't an accident. The Word of God said that God prepared a great fish for Jonah. Amen. I believe the fish's diet had been just right so that he could be in that atmosphere, in that belly, amen, the belly of the whale, 3 days and three nights, and be spit up on the sea. Years ago, I was teaching in Bible school, and a little boy, his name was Aaron. He's about 6 or 7 years old. I was talking about Jonah. And I said, there's something happened after 3 days and three nights when that whale come up there on the beach. I said, what happened? This little boy, man, he had his hand like that right there. I said, what happened, Aaron? He said, he throwed up. Amen. Well, that's exactly what he did. I'm going to tell you something right now. A backslidden preacher will make a big old whale sick. Say amen. He had to throw up and get him out of there. You say, Pastor, you're talking about creation. Is it any wonder, beloved, that when Jesus needed some tribute money, he could tell him, go down there and just catch you a fish. You see, beloved, listen, Jesus had metal detectors a long time before man did. Say amen. That fish had that coin in his mouth. Amen. You say, Pastor, you don't believe Jesus in charge of creation. Oh, yes, I do. Amen. That's why disciples could fish all night and not catch a thing. They were professionals. Amen. Jesus could come along the next morning and say, boys, cast your net on the right side. You say, Pastor, you believe he can communicate? Oh, yes, I do. Amen. Made them and he communed. That's why, beloved, when he saw a prophet down there that needed something to eat, he could say to the raven, I got a man down there that's hungry. I want you to go down there and feed him. You say, Pastor, you've lost your mind. No, I'm telling you, beloved, there's nobody spake like this man when it comes to speaking in creation. That's why, beloved, that you can find in the Word of God that Balaam's donkey, or his ass, if you please, talked. Amen. You say, Pastor, you surely don't believe? Yeah, I do. I believe every one of these stories God put in the Bible. Amen. That's why, beloved, you can put a man, listen, in a den of lions. A lot of people misquote that, and they'll say a lion's den. A lion's den can be empty. But a den of lions has got lions in it. Amen. That's why you can put a man down there and somebody said, well, them lions just wasn't hungry. Well, they got hungry all of a sudden, didn't they? And oh, God, shut their mouths. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, that's why. You say, Pastor, you don't believe God had control over them lions. That's how Daniel made it. Say amen. I'm telling you, yes, I believe with all of my heart, beloved, that God is the one that spoke it all into existence. Here's Jesus standing in front of the tomb of Lazarus. He's died now. You say, Pastor, why do you believe that this man, never a man spake in creation like this man? He's the one that made a man. So he's the one that can resurrect a man. Amen. That's why he could stand in front of the tomb of Lazarus and say, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Loose him and let him go. You say, Pastor, what is he trying to tell us? He's got power over death, hell, and the grave this morning. Amen. You can trust somebody else if you want to, but I'm going to trust the one that got himself up to get me up in the resurrection. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. I like that. Amen. Somebody tell Miss Eve that's in the Bible after a while. He didn't say he spake, and it was finished. He said he spake, and it was done. Hallelujah. That's what it said. Amen. He commanded, and it stood fast. I appreciate that. Boy, she's watching back there. She's laughing right now. But I won't be laughing after a while. Amen. Never a man spake in creation like this man. Secondly, four things this morning. I'm hurrying right along. The second thing I want to give you this morning, never a man spake with conviction like this man. You ever heard a preacher get up and preach, then apologize for what he said? I don't believe Jesus ever apologized for anything he ever said. You say, Pastor, why? Because he could speak with conviction. Listen to what the Bible said. It came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his doctrine. Listen to this. For he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. When Jesus, beloved, looked at Nicodemus and said, you must be born again, there was no question mark. He was speaking with conviction. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He wasn't speaking with a question mark. He was speaking with an exclamation point. He was a man, beloved, that could speak with deep conviction when he would say, he that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Amen. He meant what he said. He said what he meant. I believe, beloved, listen, we need more of that in the world today. Amen. I tell you, beloved, Jesus, never a man spake like this man with the conviction in his voice. You know, and I know, look what the Bible said in verse 37 here. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst. I look at verses like this and I keep going back to those folks that believe that God's picked out this number for heaven and picked out this number for hell. Well, that ain't what that verse right there said. It said, if any man thirst. I said, it said, if any man thirst. The Word of God said, this is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Notice what the Bible said. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thank God for a Savior that speaks with conviction. Amen. With authority. I'm telling you, beloved, there's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. And the Savior told us, beloved, about both places. Amen. Word of God, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. I'm telling you, beloved, the Son of God speaks with conviction. Never a man spake in creation like this man. Never a man spake with conviction like this man. When Jesus stood up, the people listened. You know what they said? He's different than the scribes. He's different than the Pharisees. Amen. He speaks as one having authority. And beloved, I pray that he has that authority in your life today as well. Never a man spake in creation like this man. Never a man spake with conviction like this man. I'm going to give you this, thirdly. Never a man spake with clarity like this man. Have you ever heard somebody speak and when they get done, you scratch your head and say, what'd they say? I don't believe anybody ever had that problem with Jesus. I don't believe anybody ever left scratching their head. Now, they might not have liked what he said, but he spake with clarity. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm going to give you something. I hope this will help you. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Well, let me ask you something. How are you going to obey his voice if you don't hear his voice? Amen. I hope before I get done, you'll understand where we hear his voice. Watch this. Bless the Lord. Watch this now. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto, listen, the voice of his word. You say, Pastor, where does God speak? He speaks through his word. I thank God today, beloved. The Scripture said In verse number 2 of Psalm chapter 138, I'll worship toward thy holy temple. I'll praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name.
Amen.
Now I'm going to say something this morning. Listen to me. I didn't know this when I was lost. I didn't know it. But the Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
You say, well, Pastor, I'm not saved, but I'm interested in my soul. There'll be evidence if you are. You'll be in this book. You say, Pastor, a lost person can't understand this book. A lost person will understand what God wants them to understand.
Amen.
Amen. I know this, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
I'm telling you, beloved, the Bible said He limited a certain day, saying to David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. You're not going to hear His voice on CNN. You're not going to hear His voice on Fox News or ABC or NBC. You're not going to hear His voice at the Vols game. But you can hear His voice in the precious old Word of God. Thank God for this book. I tell you, beloved, listen. And let me say this to you. His voice. I know, listen to me right here. People say, well, I've heard people say this. I know what the Bible says, but there shouldn't be any ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm telling you, beloved, I've heard people say, I don't care what the Bible said. I know what happened to me. Honey, whatever happened to you, don't line up with the book. It ain't of God. The voice of His Word. Person can say they're saved. Their life never changed. It don't line up with the book.
Amen.
God said, never a man spake with clarity. Our Lord gives us His Word and it's clear. Beloved, He not muddle the thing up. It's clear. Watch this. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. God speaks with clarity. Clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. Listen, so that they are without excuse. Say whatever you want to. There ain't nobody going to stand before God and say, God, I just didn't understand the message. You just didn't give it to me clear enough. God speaks with clarity. No wonder these men said, never a man spake like this man. He spake in creation. He spake with conviction. He spake with clarity. Now I'm going to give you this in closing today. Never a man spake with compassion like this man. I believe with all of my heart when Jesus was hanging on the cross and He said to that mob in front of Him, actually He was talking to the Father concerning them. He said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. I don't know if you ever do this or not, but sometimes I close my eyes and I try to hear the tone of His voice. I believe this. I believe one of those thieves heard that tone. I believe one of them kind of got the idea. How in the world could he want to forgive them after they've done what they've done to him? Then I believe he got the idea, there might be some hope for me here. I ain't been nothing but a low-down thief all my life. He looked over and he said, you know what? Ain't never man spake like this man. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Wouldn't you like, Brother Chris, to hear the tone when he said today? He's nearing the end of the thing now. Thou shalt be with me in paradise. I believe, listen, if you could go with me and talk to the woman at the well, she'd say, he told me the truth. But the whole time he was talking to me, ain't there something about his voice? I knew he loved me. I believe you could speak to the woman taken in adultery. And she'd say, he didn't compromise on sin, but he loved this old sinner. I'll bring it down personal, honey. That night in February 1987, I just couldn't believe that anybody could love me after the way that I treated him, after the way that I lived. God said, son, I love you. I'll forgive you. And I tell you the truth, all I wanted to do was escape the damnation of hell. All I wanted to do was be forgiven. But I tell you, he had so much more in mind than what I had in mind. What a Savior this morning. He speaks with compassion. What about Peter? Peter gets up and says, I go a fishing. There's a bunch went with him. Peter's the one that said, Lord, I'll go with you all the way. I'll never leave you. Jesus said, before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. Let me give you this. Think about this just a moment. Just a moment, youngins. Think about this. He's out there. Jesus, he's got the fish ready. He's got the bread ready. I want you to think about his voice when he says, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? I believe Peter's heart broke. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? God had something for Peter to do. Amen. And Peter needed to be forgiven. Peter needed to be restored. The voice of the Lord is not only beloved for those that need to be saved, but for those that have went their own way. God said, come here. Come here. You're my child. Get back over here close where you once was. Come back over here and serve me. I got a job for you to do. What a blessing to hear the voice of compassion. Some of Jesus' disciples got ill when they wouldn't receive Jesus. And they said this, Brother Dale. They said, Lord, wilt thou we pray fire down from heaven? I'm paraphrasing now, but Jesus said, boys, you know not what manner of spirit you're of. For the Son of Man's not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. I'm going to tell you something right now. I've heard people say concerning the lost, we need to pray that God put crackers in their bed. We need to pray that God will take sleep from them. Let me ask you this. Why don't we pray God put some crackers in our bed? Why don't we pray God take some of our sleep? Our people are lost and dying, headed to hell at a breakneck speed. We sleep on. Amen. God help us. Never a man spake with compassion like this man. I believe with all of my heart that God wants us to hear his voice. He said here, the officers answered, never a man spake like this man. This man, Jesus, never a man spake in creation like him. Never man spake with conviction like him. Never man spake with clarity like him. Never man spake with compassion like him. I believe the rich young ruler, I'm not talking about the rich man now, but I believe the rich young ruler is in hell today. But when Jesus talked to him, Brother Jason, the Bible said it like this, and he, Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Did you know it's impossible to go to hell without being loved? Because God so loved the world. God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Never a man spake with compassion like this man. My prayer is this morning that God will give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God wants to say to us today. I'm excited about the things of God, about the coming of the Lord. I want to occupy till He comes. Don't you? I want to serve Him with gladness. I want to see others come to know Him in the free pardon of sin. I want to see lives restored for the glory of God. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You this morning for the privilege to be here today at Bible Way with these precious people. God, I'm asking You today, speak to our hearts. Lord, I appreciate the fact Jeremiah said, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." God, thank You for drawing us. I pray this morning, Lord, for those individuals that don't know You. God, that You would draw them today. I pray for that man, that woman, Lord, that they've trusted You as Savior, but they're just not serving You as Lord. God, I pray today that You'd just speak to their heart. God, that You'd help them. That You'd close that gap, our Father, that they'd run to You and find just like the prodigal's father did, that he fell on him. He had compassion on him. Help us today, Lord. Be like John to hear the voice of the Lord. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.